T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For the next 2 hours, get ready as we cover the NFL like no one else. This is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
We're between the white lines. This is football. This is football. Welcome to the big leagues. Welcome to the big leagues.
A complete look around the NFL and especially our Falcons.
This is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
On the home for our Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
And we welcome you in live. We are from the smooth lot this morning, directly across from Gate C at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It is home opener for the Atlanta Falcons, week 2 of the NFL, but obviously first game at home for the Falcons this year at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which hopefully this is the first game where their last game is also played in this stadium.
Rise.
About early, mid-February. Well, I don't know what the date is.
February 3rd.
On there. It is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. It is myself filling in for Andy Bunker, John Chuckery, Randy McMichael to my right, Stan Norfleet to my left.
Rise.
Randy Adams hanging out with us as well out here today. We encourage you to come on out and be a part of the festivities. Don't forget, we are streaming online. It's 929thegame.com. Also, download your radio.com app. That way, if you're out here tailgating, download that app. Listen to us as you're getting your tailgate on all of our social media. Interact with the show. It's at 929thegame. He is at Stan Sportsman. He is at RandyMac81. She's at Wendy Radio. I'm at JMCH316. Well, guys, as we move into week 2 of the NFL season, which has already gotten started, I hate to use the term, guys, and I know you won't like the term must win, but 0-2, if you're 0-2 after today with two conference losses, a division loss, Carolina 2-0, are we making too much, Randy McMichael, of this idea of that it's must win today?
I think every week is a must win. That's how I look. That's how most players view it, because you want to win. There's no such thing as, oh, well, that wasn't a must win game. You're supposed to win every damn game. But this is a big one for him, because you're going to see, and Stan, you know, being an athlete, the most used cliche is next man up.
Right.
But when you lose two dogs like that, it ain't about next man up, man. It's
because there's no way to,
replace them.
You
exactly.
Can't replace that.
So, I mean, you know, Cam's in town. You know, he likes to show out when he's home, and
Cam.
And so this is a big one for him.
Oh,
man. This is a big
Cam.
One, especially if they resort back to what's been beating them all year, and last year, that red zone. If that's a problem today, I don't have to panic, because I don't have as much invested as most people. But it's gonna be panic time in Atlanta.
Yeah, I will tell you, Stan, as a fan. This is my team. We're 0-2. I am going to start getting nervous. I mean, because, and we talked about this last week, there's only one goal, and that is to be here. What'd you say the date was?
February 3rd.
Okay. On February 3rd, I want to watch red and black confetti fall from the sky.
Absolutely.
That's the only goal that I have. Being 0-2 historically gives you about an 11% chance of being in the playoffs. So I hate to say that in the second week of the season, but this is where the Falcons need to get on track and be the Falcons, at least from maybe a couple of years ago.
We said a week ago, guys, that we expected these Falcons to come out there and demonstrate that they had the maturity to take care of your business. Nobody had to do anything extra. Just
yep.
Come do what it is that you do, right? All of the pieces were in place. Keanu was healthy. Deion was healthy. Vic is healthy. Grady is healthy. Like, everybody, Julio said he felt the best he'd ever felt coming into a camp, being a part of a camp. They did not take care of business Thursday night, a week from last Thursday. Tonight, or this afternoon, against a division opponent, you must
take care of
Falcons. Go out there and do what you do. Starting 0-2 is unacceptable. Like, I don't want to hear about the team. I don't like looking at enigmas. I like looking at what history tells me. I'm a history major. History tells me if you start 0-2, you're in trouble. Especially when you have a second division game, third conference game
coming right back
the next week. It is imperative they start out fast and keep it pushing.
Randy, well, obviously you will test the mettle today of the Falcons. as you guys have been mentioning, obviously, Deion Jones out. He is on IR for at least the next 8 weeks.
Damn it!
Keanu Neal, obviously, is out for the year with the torn ACL.
We now
know Devontae Freeman will be out a minimum of 2 to 3 weeks. Some people are saying 3 to 4, but the Falcons are saying 2 to 3 with that knee contusion. Same knee that he had the PCL, MCL, and all that done on. Look, Carolina's got their share of injuries as well, but you said about next man up and these kinds of things, but you got to get it done. I mean, you got to find a way to roll through it, Randy, and get it done today.
You're getting paid. I mean, these are professionals. And when you look at what the Falcons have lost, I think Duke is a better middle linebacker than he is outside linebacker. I thought he played better when he had to play in the middle.
I like where you're going.
KZ, now they're going to move Rico down in the box a little bit more because last week when they put KZ in the box, they dug his little ass up out of there.
And I'm concerned about that same thing.
Yeah, so.
I'm concerned with Rico the last being down there.
Yeah, me too. But, I mean, he's a little bit bigger than KZ now, just a tad.
A little bit bigger, and he's comfortable being down there.
So that's how I look at that. If this pass rush doesn't get going, because Carolina's offensive line was trashed before these guys got hurt. They're on practice squad tackles. Vic Beasley and Tack need to eat today. All right. Now, last week they went against some grown men at them tackle position.
Yeah.
Grown men at their left tackle position.
Three all pros.
Yes. And you saw that. And you saw the difference in that second half of what them grown men can do. They need to eat. That pass rush got to eat today, man. It's imperative because these are type of games that they come down to it. 16-13 type game, late field goal, something like that. Like, I don't see a lot of points being scored today.
It is the Wait For It Tailgate Show as we're live from the smooth lot over here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium with you till 11 o'clock, and we'll hand off to Falcons pregame show. Of course, kickoff at 1 o'clock. As you mentioned about Matt Khalil, Darrell Williams, injuries along that line. Obviously, the other big injury, Greg Olsen for the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah. That's you know, huge for them, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're going to talk, Stan, more about matchups in the next segment coming up, but maybe this opens up for McCaffrey to get more touches. I mean, obviously, that safety valve that Cam loves, and you know, Randy and I have talked. I mean, you know, Olsen's a borderline Hall of Famer, right?
That's a big loss for Oleg. Yeah. I mean, losing Oleg because Cam can throw him with his eyes closed. They have that kind of connection. Now, I was a huge fan of Ian Thomas coming out of the draft out of Indiana.
Yep.
I like this kid. And I know how Norv uses tight ends. Norv's going to get him the ball. When you look at this Christian McCaffrey kid, I said in the preseason on one of our shows, that little sneak route that he runs, he's going to catch at least 30 of them this year. Because that was what made Darren Sproles. That's what Aladani used to catch, little sneak route. And, but the thing with Cam is he got to be comfortable with it because he's never done it before. You know that. He never threw to his running backs.
Now, you got to be careful now. If you go look at the numbers, the metrics tell us Cam is actually more efficient and his yardage and production is greater without Greg Olsen.
Yes.
Because it forces him outside of his comfort zone.
Yes.
And he must – get the ball out quickly and efficiently.
Right.
And that's what this comes down to, right? The book on Cam Newton is what it is.
Yeah.
When he can be efficient as a passer, they win.
But
when he can't, they lose.
He's under 200 yards the last 5 games against the Dan Quinn coach defense. So do you think that changes today?
I don't think that changes today because I think he can offset that with
his running. Right.
Here's what I saw from Philadelphia. There was a point in that second half when the Eagles looked up, and they didn't see number 22 back there. And you know what? They said, guys, we're going to run that way. Now there's no 45.
Yep.
And there's no 22.
Yep.
I think Cam Newton is going to say, you know what? I'm going to probably run this thing another handful of times ordinarily than I would. And that could lead to some issues. Who can tackle Cam Newton in our secondary?
Nobody.
If he breaks through.
But that's the thing about it, Stan, is that that's what makes him so special.
He's different.
Because he just, you know, that's like you just said. How many times would you say that about a quarterback? Who in the secondary can tackle a quarterback? But he's just not an ordinary quarterback.
What have you and I talked about before? We've both said, Randy, that Cam Newton is the most physically gifted person to ever play the quarterback position.
I've never seen anything like that.
Because they don't grow on trees like that, dude.
Fam, can you imagine something like that in the open field? And you remember – not too long ago, Deion Jones knocked his ass out right over here in this stadium or in the dome at that time. But, again, you don't have that guy. So, now you're asking me, can Duke Riley and a smallish KZ as well as Rico, can they get him on the ground? It makes me nervous.
I'm with you. And I like this. I mean, Devondre.
He's been teasing me all.
Devondre played his butt off last game.
I'm a little bubbly.
Devondre is. I think he's a guy that has to step his game up to another level.
Devondre.
Because he's been playing. Really well. Yeah.
Anything to the idea that when you have two, you talk about, okay, so who, you know, when you have guys out, but the intimate kind of familiarity with these two organizations and these coaching staffs. I mean, obviously, both these coaching staffs have been in place for a few years, so they know their tendencies, right? I mean,
No, John. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Randy, I know you agree with me here. Every year, it's a different team. You cannot say, oh, last year we faced them. No, you didn't.
Go ahead. I got you. And I agree with that. And this is the thing, when you look at this Carolina offense, it's an old school, new school thing. Because Norv's still going to do what he wants to do as far as he's a play action guy, wants to take his shots downfield. But you've never seen a quarterback like Cam in a Norv Turner offense. So they have kept some of those concepts that Cam is used to running as far as being in the shotgun. Because the only thing with Norv, you were in the shotgun on third down with Norv. Now he has Cam in the shotgun first, second down.
And those RPOs.
That's what kills
them. The RPOs with Norv and Cam.
It's different. Nobody's ever seen Norv with the RPO quarterback in his system.
There is not a greater RPO quarterback in the history of this league than Cam Newton because of his proficiency to not just run it, but he can throw the ball too. He's a better passer. Cam is, even though he's got something to work on, he's a better passer than Vic was.
Yeah.
Vic was a better athlete. But Cam is bigger, faster, stronger, and he throws the ball a little bit more effectively.
Yeah, and you look at the first five games. I mean, Cam is going to be unique amongst, you know, obviously New Orleans coming next week. You still got Cincinnati, then Pittsburgh after that. None of those quarterbacks and what Nick Foles did last week, none of those guys that they're seeing are going to bring that type of skill set that Cam is. Right. And that's why it's so important to get through today. You get the more traditional guys as you're moving forward, but – you know, it's a load when you have a guy that's as good as 45 in the open space, putting a lot of pressure on your defense at that point.
And I guess that's one of the things. And again, I'm not harping on the negative, but I'm just highlighting what the game tells me. Look how poorly Nick Foles played on last Thursday.
Yes, because that's who he is.
Right. So he really played like Nick Foles.
Yes.
Well, Cam is better.
Yeah.
Cam is better. And so I'm curious to see how they nullify that. It's not just going to be the pass rush. For me, it's going to be on early downs. Let's look to see what happens on first down. Can Jack Crawford, Deidre Sinnott, Grady Jarrett get Cam behind the chains?
They have to keep him behind the chains.
Behind
you're absolutely
the chains
correct.
And
absolutely
force
correct.
Cam on down and distance to have to matriculate his way down.
You're absolutely correct. If you can keep them in second and seven, third and
there
seven, somewhere in there where it's an obvious passing down, you'll be fine.
It is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. We are live from the Smooth Lot at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, directly across from Gate C here today. A little cloudy and overcast. The rain is supposed to hold off. Man, it can dampen our spirits, though. I mean, look, it's opening week, Randy. And
it's a home opener.
It's
a home opener,
man. This is always a special time. It's a special time. That home opener, it's a different vibe. And then you got that team and that guy coming into your house.
By the way, everybody get here early and get in their seats, and let's make some noise early.
Let's rise up. Yeah.
Let's make some noise early.
Randy,
did
you get that feeling this morning? When you woke up, did you have that little?
Nah, I had the little. I got to get the recovering a little bit.
Oh, okay.
He's thinking about what's going on the grill today.
When we get back,
it is going to be – we'll take a look at the key matchups in this game today. Carolina and the Falcons. Home opener here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
For some football?
The pre-party for our Falcons.
It's the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Back live on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here in the Smooth Lot, directly across from Gate C at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, it is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
A Smooth Lot. What the hell is a Smooth Lot?
That's what they call it, the Smooth Lot.
Smooth.
The Smooth Lot. Stan Norfleet, John Chuck Reed, company man Randy McMichael.
No, it's
with
smooth.
Us.
Smooth. Yeah, we don't do
smooth.
No.
How many O's right in that?
Smooth.
Smooth.
How many O's?
At least three.
Three, okay.
Yeah. If we were texting.
Smooth.
Wendy is our expert in text vernacular. Three O's, Wendy? How many O's in smooth?
Three or four. Yeah.
Three or four, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Emoji on the end of that?
What's an emoji?
Let's not let him get it. Get him dating.
No. I mean, I was going to send a pager. So, guys, let's talk about some of the key matchups in this game today. Of course, kickoff 1 o'clock. Pre-game will start at 11 o'clock, as we said, live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Falcons home opener today against the Carolina Panthers. All of your coverage right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So, guys, we look at some of the key matchups today. Obviously, red zone offense for the Falcons versus the Panthers' red zone defense. And, guys, it's real simple. If your quarterback is 1-for-9 with a pick in the red zone,
you're not gonna win.
It's going to be tough to win games, isn't it?
Yeah, you're not going to win too many games. And we know Carolina's a predominantly zone team on defense. Yep. And when you look at when they get in the red zone, they play a little bit more quarters. And inside the tight 10, they're going to, you know, they're going to play that picket fence and everything. So if they can run the ball down there to the Falcons, they have a better shot. But I don't think they just can sit back there and throw the ball. I mean, you saw last year they did a little game plan, the touchdown to Mohamed Sanu was a nice combination right where he ran quick to the flat. Matt got the ball to him. They got to do those kind of things down there because I don't see how you're going to get behind that Carolina defense.
Sark told us what Philly did. They bracketed number 2,
which supposed
and they bracketed number 3, meaning they doubled Julio and they doubled the inside receiver. That's okay. That's now Calvin Ridley must win his one-on-one.
Absolutely correct.
Him and or Hooper in some combination are going to be the keys. Third key would probably be Tico coming out of the backfield, but he's matched up against Luke Kuechly or Shaq Thompson. Shaq Thompson's an excellent athlete. I know a lot of people don't know him. Like, he's not a star, but he is athletic enough to run with any back or tight end in this league. I know this team. I've covered this team for the last 4 seasons. I know who they are. When they go to bracket coverage, it is going to be imperative that Matt Ryan stay patient. Don't get happy feet.
Wait for that guy to come over.
And wait for that last window to open up because it will open.
Now, when you're saying that, because I agree with you, can the 5 up front allow him to wait for that outlet? Because we were talking about something yesterday, Stan, me and John. Is it better for Sark that he only has 1 running back that he has to concern himself with?
No.
To actually have fewer things to have to think about.
No. You don't think so?
No. A man in his situation needs as many tools at his disposal as possible. I think not having not having Devontae Freeman. And I ran the numbers. Wendy and I actually did an exercise. And Wendy challenged me. She knows her stuff. I feel like Tevin Coleman is a better receiver out of the backfield than Tico.
I agree.
So not having
Freeman.
Having Freeman is a better option than Tico.
See,
Tico can do it.
I disagree with you because if you're talking about running back routes, like option routes, okay, I'll take free. But I think that the versatility of Tevin being able to split out, because you saw in the game in Jacksonville, they split him out, ran a slant route with him throwing the ball. I think he can do that a little bit more than Freeman can. But as far as a receiver out the backfield, running option routes and those things, I'll take free.
Let's hear from Dan Quinn as he talks about Tevin Coleman and obviously him taking over the running back load.
We've been down this road before where Tev can, you know, certainly handle that, and we've done it the other way where Freeze had to when Tev's not. I mean, obviously, we like them both together because then we think we feature, you know, the uniqueness of, you know, the balance of them.
You know, Randy, you and I also talked about the fact that if this team doesn't figure out a way to get its tight ends involved in its red zone game, it's going to be a long year down there. And I know on one hand, Stan, everybody fusses about we don't throw it to Julio enough in the red zone. But then when we do throw it to Julio, everybody complains that we throw too much to Julio.
And that's my point with Sark. Sark is damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Right.
Like, he can't appease everybody. Julio had 16 targets last week. At some point, it's like, look, throw it to the open man.
But if he's got one-on-one,
but that's
Randy,
what I'm saying,
throw it to one-on-one.
Like,
you have to throw it
to Julio.
I heard Sark say that. I don't think they came into the game plan thinking that they were going to leave Julio single as much as they did.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't see that too much. You're going to leave. I'm going to throw it to him too.
But they had confidence, did the Eagles and Jalen Mills,
yes,
to cover him. Now, do the Carolina Panthers have confidence
in
James Bradbury,
no,
a second-round pick from 2 years ago? Because we saw the 300-yard game is definitely in the minds of the Carolina Panthers.
Yes.
They remember that.
Yes.
I'm telling you, from being there on the ground, they talk about that 300-yard game from Julio a lot. The problem is, guys, and I'm be honest with you, I do not have confidence in this offensive line against this defensive line.
100% agree with you.
This defensive line of Carolina, Peppers, Addison, you know that's my guy, Dontari Poe.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to Ron Rivera talk about Dontari Poe. And Dan Quinn, I heard Dan Quinn talk about Dontari Poe. Dan Quinn knows what it is. They don't make many human beings like that. Now you combine him with K.K. Short, Kawan. I don't think they can hold
that's
up
why, that's
consistently.
That's why I said to you when you were talking about waiting for that third window, whatever. Can they hold up? Because you saw what Philly did last Thursday, whatever.
Right.
they put Fletcher on Andrew Vitre, and they put him to a point where they couldn't help off of him.
Right.
And are they going to do that today? Because we were talking about, me in the break, about the D lineman, you know, and I put Fletcher Cox right up there as one of the top.
Of course,
you can't put KK Short too far down.
KK Short is probably the fourth best interior.
Yeah, you can't put him too far down. And
he's not a household name.
What they did last week against Dallas was they collapsed the pocket. I mean, they just.
Hey, now that's where I get concerned. I like where you're going there, Randy. If they can make this Falcons team one dimensional. And make them have to pass.
It's gonna be a long afternoon.
I think it's a long afternoon. Yeah. Now I'm hoping that LaVitre, Alex Mack, and Fusco on that interior can at least afford a window. You know, on that zone scheme, Randy, you put that foot in the ground, and if you could get right up in that crease, cut off that backside. Yeah. If we can get right up in that crease and go right up in that B gap, John Chuckery.
But
we need to consistently get 3.5, 4, 2.5. And
what makes them so good when you're talking about running this ball against is you got to get up to Keekly. You got to bump him. You got to do something.
Nah,
you got to find a way to get a body on him because he will wreck the game by himself because he already knows where every play is going. Knows everything's going. So if you can find a way, you got to, throw at him. You got to find a way to slow him down.
It is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. We're live from the Smooth Lot here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Sports Radio 92.98. By the way, Ron Rivera, I don't know if you know, but he played on the 86.
Stop
page.
Hating.
I heard.
If I say to you guys, we'll talk a little bit about this run game for the Falcons. What's the number today? The Falcons need to run for 90 to 100 yards today.
It's attempts. It's not yardage.
I was about to say that. Okay. They got to get at least 30.
That 15 attempts combined with Tico and Tree last week, that's not enough.
That's the Bill Parcells
stat. There you go. That's my guy.
Yeah, that's my guy. Bill Parcells, Randy, always said, it ain't about the yards. It's about how many rushing attempts that we had.
They got to get 30 today. They got to get 30.
But I don't know what Dev himself.
So that's,
No.
So 26 is not going to get 30 carries.
I know that.
So how much does Ito or
– I don't trust it.
Teron Ward.
Don't trust it.
I mean, you're not going to tell me that those guys are going to get 5 or 8 carries apiece, are they?
They got to get 30 runs today.
Now, here's where Sark can get creative.
Does that include Julio on a jet sweep or something?
Exactly. Okay. They got to get 30 runs today.
Here's where Sark can get creative. Randy, I like this. It's not just running from the running back position. It's getting the ball on the perimeter. I expect to see some wide receiver screens to Julio as well as Calvin Ridley. Get the ball on the edge and let's go.
Well,
right
they made
now.
It a point this week to remind everybody that they are going to involve Calvin Ridley more in the offense.
I would like to see him. I didn't see him last week.
Well, he got targeted twice.
If
you blinked, you missed it.
And that's on Sark. That's Sark's job to get the ball in the hands of guys that can make plays.
And also, it's the quarterback's job. And it doesn't help that the first ball you throw to you, he drops it.
Right.
It doesn't help.
Right.
That doesn't help. That doesn't help.
The second one wasn't a very good read either.
The one thing I know about quarterback, they don't trust you. And especially when you're new to the system, it'll give you your first chance and to make a play. You don't make a real game. Yeah. Oh, just like Saubert.
Oh,
Saubert got his chance to make a play.
And that's my guy.
Randy McMichael, first spill of the year. Yeah.
Spill my coffee. Yeah, we know your hot take stand. We know that.
Stop it.
That's
my guy.
That you thought
is he better than Hooper?
Is he?
Saubert is better than Hoop. As a complete tight end?
I think I just had my second heart attack. Let's talk a little bit about Christian McCaffrey, guys.
Okay.
Obviously, no Deion Jones, no Keanu Neal to come up and help in the run for a guy who now with Olsen out, we expect probably gets more touches. So, Stan, how big of a matchup problem does Christian McCaffrey become today for this Falcons even? Besides just Cam getting his chance to just run loose. You know, they're going to use McCaffrey, I'm sure, in a lot of different ways today.
McCaffrey's not that dude. I'm not high on McCaffrey. McCaffrey's not a guy. He's not a volume touch guy. Now, yes, he's athletic enough out of the backfield and in the return game that he can hurt you. But Duke Riley can run with him, right? Those linebackers, Foyer can run with him. I'm not concerned about him out of the backfield, that type of guy. I'm concerned with him more as a returner because we know what these special teams have been. Our coverage units have left some things to be desired. It's C.J. Anderson out the backfield that concerns me as a runner. C.J. Anderson is a nasty dude in that zone blocking scheme.
I disagree wholeheartedly with you.
You're a big McCaffrey guy.
It's not even a McCaffrey guy. I think that he's going to give them problems. And here's why.
Really?
And here's why. What did Christian McCaffrey do at Stanford? They were a power running team. They were a gap scheme.
They were a gap scheme.
What is Norv Turner? Norv is a gap. He's going to get his touches. Now, when you're talking about him isolated in the passing game, he will give them problems. I mean, Where would you put Sean Lee at? You put Sean Lee as one of the top inside backers.
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey gave him all he wanted in the pass game last week. Yes, he did.
Little bit different. Now, Christian McCaffrey also pooed it.
He gave him the cookies.
Down there, because if you can be physical, those Reggie Bush type
right,
of guys,
right.
If you can be physical with them early and often, they'll give you a little cookie and McCaffrey put it on the carpet a little bit. Don't think he's not thinking about that coming in here today. I just don't think he's a volume touch guy. I don't think McCaffrey is explosive as a Sproles, a Reggie Bush type of guy. I don't think he's Warrick Dunn. I don't think he's that guy. I think he can still help them, but I think Duke Riley and those guys can run that down. I'm not, Alford and those guys in the secondary can run with that. I'm not concerned with that, personally.
When we come back, we'll talk about some of the injuries plaguing both teams, plus some other Falcons news and notes to get into as well. It is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Trucker, Dan Norfleet, Randy McMichael with you here. Obviously, till 11 o'clock, and we'll hand it over to pregame coverage as we get you ready for 1 o'clock kickoff today. Home opener
look at you.
Today.
Who's that?
As we are live.
It's almost time for some football.
Everything you need for today's game here
on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Back with you live on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Live from the Smooth Lot, directly across from Gate C.
Smooth.
Right off Northside Drive here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium as we get you ready, lead you right up to 11 o'clock in pregame action at that time. The network will take over, and 1 o'clock kickoff, Falcons, Panthers, home opener for the Atlanta Falcons,
yeah.
Coming off that opening night loss up in Philadelphia.
Long time ago.
Guys, one of the other things that, as we're talking about some of these different things, one of the things, Randy, for sure, the Falcons have cleaned up 15 penalties.
Yes.
Last week, you can't give teams. I think it was 135 yards.
Yes,
it was. You can't give that up.
It was bad. It was a sloppy game, and we all know, coaches. You can if it's an effort penalty or something like that. Okay,
right.
You start the game off with a damn offsides.
Yeah.
First play of the game, you have an offsides.
Yeah. Tech had two offsides on one drive.
And
right.
He's just lining up. He's not jumping.
He just lined up. Yeah. Exactly.
Back up.
But, yeah. He wasn't early. He just was in the wrong position. So, yeah, it's something that this team has to clean up. Stan, you can't give any team in the NFL, let alone a team like Carolina, give them free yards and make their life that much easier.
Parcells used to say 100 yards is 6 points.
Yeah.
Penalty yard. Right.
Right.
And whether it's the kicking game. 100 yards equals 6 points. Can't do it. Now, I understand Dan Quinn was talking about, it's early. You got guys in there that are in unusual positions.
And then also, Stan, nowadays teams are using
– I was getting ready to go there. I was about to ask you about that.
Like,
Randy, I don't like it.
I don't either.
I don't like it, Randy.
I think you should.
I think it's lazy as hell.
But this is what I'm at now because that's me old school. But now I've come over to how they do it now.
So you change.
I had to because I couldn't get mad anymore. I'd be so mad and frustrated. Now I'm like, this is how they do it now.
But he's still grumpy.
With the first with five of your first seven home games, right, for this season, for the 2018 Falcons, you cannot afford to drop games that you're supposed to get.
I get.
And if you get out there, if those penalties persist. Now, you got backups in. Again, no Keanu, no Debo. Now you got guys that aren't accustomed to playing that volume.
You got a guy in KZ that picked up multiple penalties, in the first two preseason games.
It's always cool. Everybody, you say you want to be the starter and everything until your ass got to go in there and be the starter.
Until you can't get no rest.
It's a different animal. It's a different animal.
One of the guys who will be playing, Grady Jarrett, was fined $20,000 this week.
That's it?
Because of his momentum. what was the official call? Collinsworth had the call that something about his momentum leading into the quarterback. That's a new one. That must be one of those Stan Norfleet millennial rules.
They're trying. Hold on, I missed that cut.
I'm 80. I'm 81.
They're trying to.
84 is the cutoff.
Millennial.
They're doing everything they can to protect the quarterback.
Oh, okay. I get that.
And I'm with you. I thought it was a bogus call because what is Grady going to do? They're falling.
Right.
They're falling.
It's called a penalty. You got driving while black.
20.
You got pass rushing while 300 pounds. That's what that really is.
And it was momentum. They said because of the momentum of.
I'm an overweight lover. And I'm doing my job. If I happen to land on a man, I get fined.
Yep. Yep.
See, that's that BS.
I don't like it, but
that's that BS.
It is.
But how do guys? But realistically,
you can't.
How can, you can't adjust
no
to something like that?
There's no way you're
like
going
that.
To be able to
adjust. As a defensive guy on this stage, they are making the game where it's getting impossible to play defense.
I don't want,
they're not going to let you play defense.
I don't want Grady Jarrett to adjust to that rule.
You know what I mean?
Like,
can't.
I don't want him to.
He can't
have
think
to
about
figure
that.
It out.
Yeah,
right.
He can't think about that. Rand. Now he's gonna appeal that fine.
Of course,
it'll get reduced down to what, $6,000, $8,000.
Yeah, they're gonna. This will be cut at least in half.
Now let's tell the people how the fines work. Tell them about the FedEx package that shows up, Randy.
I mean, nobody wants to go into work on Tuesday. I mean, on Wednesday, and there's a notice on your locker.
Cause you see the same thing. God damn!
I don't even open it. I don't even open it. Just,
well,
just,
Stan, what I said is that the way they're handing out fines. That's going to be the best Christmas party ever at the NFL offices this year.
But now, they say they donate it.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
They say they donate it.
Yeah.
Now,
right.
I've seen where Roger lives.
Right.
I don't know, how much donations
you know,
they
2 years ago, the NFL changed their nonprofit status, right, so that they didn't have to reveal the salaries of their executives, including Roger Goodell. So where they used to be 501c3, they don't have that distinction anymore. That's to keep Roger Goodell's salary. Because if you're 501c3, you have to
reveal
everybody's salary. You have to put all that stuff open on the book. So
now I'm going to say what I am happy about. I am happy that the NFL changed the rule about appealing. If it's 25% of your salary, there's a young man, was it Chicago?
Yes.
The young man that got fined 50% of his game one check. And so he's going to appeal that, and they'll get it reduced down because he got a second offense. Man, damn. Like, let's not get carried away here.
But, the one guy that they're going to protect is that damn quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
No question.
They're going to protect.
Every rule they come up with is because of this quarterback or that quarterback. You have a Brady rule. You have a Rodgers rule. You have this rule. You have that rule. Every quarterback's got their own rule that they've put in the league.
And I think that's something that can help us today.
Hit them.
They will allow you to hit the quarterback outside
as
the
not
pocket.
As long as he's not defenseless, right? That's the new term.
And so Cam will say, I take more – this is what Cam will say. I take more shots than anybody else because of my stature. The Shaq rule.
Right.
The hacker Shaq.
Right.
Cam says he's been getting that since he's been in the league. Falcons must use that to their advantage. I want to see guys get some hits on him because if you can get him in his feelings, he gets out of his game.
Yes.
When he gets emotional, he plays worse.
I mean, Ted, when he's dancing and he's dabbing and doing all that, they're kicking your butt.
Yeah.
Because that means he's rolling.
It's the greatest front-runner team that there is.
Yes,
Wade Ford, Tailgate Show, Sports Radio 929 The Game. Stan Norfleet, Randy McMichael, John Chuckery in today as we are live from the Smooth Lot across from Gate C of Mercedes-Benz Stadium here, taking you till 11 o'clock, and we get you ready for Falcons pregame coverage. 1 o'clock kickoff today, getting you all ready for all the action here. Lots of injuries, guys, for the Carolina Panthers along that offensive line.
They got a ton of injuries, bro.
They got Falcons have to eat today, right?
They got to eat today. I'm telling you, even with before these injuries, Carolina's offense was terrible. Okay, I mean, for you to make me want to believe that Khalil was supposed to be that dude at your left tackle when he flamed out of Minnesota.
They paying him $11 million.
Well, he got to play. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. He got to play. But I'm just saying.
Now he's out today.
Yeah, he's out today. Yeah. But no, they got that pass rush has got to eat today. Because
so Taylor Moten, they drafted him to play right tackle.
Yes.
Then they moved him to left guard. He was supposed to take Norwell's spot.
Right.
Norwell now with the Giants. So then they end up having to move him to left tackle.
Yeah.
Darrell Williams is out at the right tackle. Mm-hmm. Ryan Khalil is long in the tooth.
Right.
His last year at center. And now Trey Turner, the All-Pro or the Pro Bowl right guard,
is out.
Is in concussion protocol.
Right.
He's out.
Yep.
So what you're telling me today is on 3rd and 8, 44 doesn't need to be 12 yards downfield covering?
No, don't get me started.
Don't get me started with that.
Don't get me started on 44.
He has to.
I'm gonna go this way.
They got to find. They got to get on. They got to get pressure. They have this offensive line. I mean,
but they need multiple guys.
They
got to
get
right?
after the passer today. It's just that simple. When you're talking about a weak offensive line that got weaker, you got to get after it. I mean, don't tell me no more about what he did 2 years ago. I don't want to hear it. I want to hear 44. I want you to go out there and show me.
Can I call it what it is?
Show me.
Can I call it what it is?
Where you going to?
If we're depending on 44 to be that guy, he's not that dude.
Well, he's
not that guy.
He's supposed to be that guy, right?
When? I haven't seen that in over a year.
But he's supposed to be that guy.
If he wants this franchise to pay him, he better be that
man,
guy this
listen.
Year.
Can't. So I'm glad you brought that up. If you want to see what 44 can be, look at, I believe it's jersey number 97 from Carolina. Mario Addison is what Grady Jarrett could be. I think, Vic Beasley. That's what Vic Beasley could be. Watch how 97 comes out the edge. A smallest guy, more of a linebacker frame, but he understands leverage and speed. And as a rusher, me and Hugh used to talk about taking speed to power. Randy is block guys coming off the edge, and he understands, like, when you get that leverage from that speed to power, and that's what Vic can do. I don't know what's happened to Vic's game.
It's not. I don't.
Where has it gone, bro?
Don't give me no position switch. And then Tack's got to play. I mean, that stuff. Those two guys right there have got to be the X factor today in this game.
When we come back, we'll get to our Does It Matter segment. We'll get some rapid fire questions for our two guys up here. It is the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Yeah. We are live from the Smooth Lot across from Gate C at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Taking up to 11 o'clock, getting ready for pregame action today. Atlanta Falcons kicking off at 1, pregame at 11 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll be back. Doesn't matter. 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.